Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for May 27th, 2023. I have some really good questions this week by a couple of people that have been listening to these podcasts, and I want to thank them. And if you ever have a question you would like me to answer in my own way, my attempt at truth here, you can always contact me through greg@aspire.org. That's greg@aspire.org. So let me read you this. This comes from Russ, who lives in San Luis Obispo. I like that. I love San Luis Obispo. I've always loved it. The Madonna Inn. Oh, crazy place. Love it dearly. And Russ works there, evidently, or works around there, he said. And he mentioned that in his email. Here is his question. Why do my ears hear truth in what you say, and at the same time, my brain is confused? Russ, this is something very unique, because most people are listening from their brain, their mind, their logic, their reasoning, their senses, their nihilism. So when they listen to me, they are not receptive, because you have to hear what I am saying from the place I am saying it from. And that is the heart. If you can hear what I am saying from the heart, and you can recognize where it's coming from, then the message has already revealed the importance of itself upon yourself, upon your life. It is then the truth. But the moment your brain starts to interpret what I am giving you and starts to try to, and forgive me, my students all do this, make sense out of it, you will miss. You will have confusion. If it doesn't make sense to the mind, most people want nothing to do with it. You have to be willing to look inside yourself, deep inside, and listen to discourses that are offered here on Aspire, not from logic and reasoning, not from your ego, but from your authentic heart. And evidently, Ross, it is amazing to me that you have this ability, because nihilism is the way of the world now. It is huge. And people believe that there is no reason to live, that nothing matters, there are no consequences, you should get what you want at all costs and just live that way. So with all that being said, for you to write me an email so heartfelt and so honest means so much to me, because I rarely get this kind of email, very rare. It is the world and the way of the world going down the tubes, as it were, consuming itself, overwhelming itself, and eventually this nihilism is going to bring about fulfillment in itself, and I don't know what that will look like in the world, but it doesn't look very good right now. So when you start to understand the nature of all of this, listen to your heart while you listen to the words that Greg is emulating through his body and his brain, but are really coming from his heart. And I don't edit my heart at all. I don't sit there and think to myself, well, they're not going to understand this, or they're not going to understand that. This they'll get. I don't do that. I just let it rip. And you've got to move with me in that rhythm if you're going to understand anything that I offer to you here on Aspire. And that includes the TV programs and these podcasts and the discourses that I do. each month for my students. It is very, very important that you understand that this is just the manner of how the way is taught. It is taught through the heart. And yes, it has to go through, you know, Greg Penn's brain and out his mouth, and such is the function of the human being here. But more than that, as you listen more and more from your heart, then you will become one with me, and you and I will find that beauty, that sense of beauty together. And we will not be together even in the physical, but in the realm of the spiritual, of the authentic aspect of life itself, which is love. So this is, Ross, this is amazing to me. My heart just jumped when I read your email about all the things you do and the manner in which you are searching for the way. But I need to say this to you. Eventually, you're going to have to sit down with yourself and really get into meditation. And if you do, I can help you. This meditation that I'm speaking of is deeply significant because it opens up doors to the authentic heart. Ross, never listen to people for what they say out of their brain. Listen to where they're coming from. That is how you will know where to approach them in a kind and loving manner. And with a lot of people, the best thing you can say is nothing. I want to just say that to you. You talk about people that are mean and cruel and la 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 and all of that other stuff. This is the way of our world now. And if you are wise, which I hope you are, you will realize that the only thing that really matters is love itself. So when you listen to what people say and you are confounded maybe by what you hear from me, don't take it personally. Listen. I always listen not just to what people say, but from where it's coming from within them. And then I have to realize where I am receiving that message from within me. And if I take it personally, if I go into my ego and say, well, blah, blah, you know, la, 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 and I get all offended or I get adorated or whatever, I realize that I've lost my way. So the word to the wise here as we wind this question down a little bit, just listen. Just listen. Without there being any bias on your part, without there being any fear on your part, without thinking it doesn't make sense to whatever are your genetic sensibilities, and just listen. This is why the Buddha said, want nothing with all of your heart, meaning do not listen or live from bias. Do not listen from ego. Do not listen from what you think you know and apply that to what is being offered to you here from this teacher. Just listen without argument, without debate, without any kind of presumption and assumption. If you can do that, which you seem to be able to from what I'm reading here in your little email, you will find that a whole new world opens up for you. And not only will that whole new world open up for you, but you will find yourself, like I have, in loving every person you meet, even the ones that disagree with you, even the ones that don't like you, even the ones that say unkind things about you. You won't care about that. What you will care about is that you have gone past emotion and passion and into the state of love, which is the most important thing a person can do in the course of their lifetime. Don't worry about any other thing but how you receive the message in your heart and how you listen to it from the heart. This is the most, most intelligent way in which to listen and love and live with people. I hope that helps you. And thank you for your beautiful little note. I appreciate it in the email. Well, that's it, my dear ones. I have more for you tomorrow. I hope you'll join me. Thank you for listening, and please forgive me. Namaste.